This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 958. Your RX for IELTS abbreviations.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 18 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz at allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Where can you use abbreviations on the IELTS exam? Listen today to find out and get the Latin origins for five common abbreviations so that they don't trip you up on test day.
Hello, Aubrey. How are you doing today?
Hey, Jessica. I'm great. How are you?
I'm not bad. We guys, let's be honest. We record these ahead of time, right? And so all Aubrey and I can think about right now is the election that we're waiting to hear the results on. Let's just be honest. This is a lot to think about right now. We're in this confusion. So you know what, guys? Let's forego the small talk today and get straight to your IELTS lesson. We have some really interesting insights today regarding abbreviations.
Yes, this is fun. I was watching Trevor Noah's stand-up. Do you like Trevor Noah?
I love him. Oh my God, he's so funny. Yes. I was doubtful when he took over The Daily Show, but he's so good.
He is so good. I know. It's been the same for me, like more and more and more liking him. But this was really funny. And he was talking about abbreviations we have in English that make no sense because they don't have the letters in the words, like pound, LB. There are no LBs in pound. It was really funny. And I thought, oh, this would be a great episode, actually.
Totally. Oh my gosh, I love it. And guys, side note, watching stand-up comedy is so beneficial, right? So obviously regarding IELTS, right? It'll help your vocabulary, your listening, and pronunciation, because like stand-up comedians have to do a lot with their voices. And then for life after IELTS, right? You want to be able to understand jokes and make jokes with English speakers. So yes, watch some stand-up comedy, guys. And quick note as well, if you are just starting your IELTS journey or if you've been studying for a while and you feel kind of confused, guys, take our free quiz, get your estimated band score right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Okay, so this is kind of like a history lesson as well today, but let's talk about where this is useful for IELTS students. Where can IELTS students actually use abbreviations?
Yeah, this is, you don't want to use them on writing, right? We've talked about this in previous episodes that you will use the symbols for percent and the dollar sign. But other than that, don't use abbreviations. You want to spell out the word for your writing on IELTS. But you will use these on listening. You can abbreviate common measurements for the listening exam. For example, kilometers, you could just write KMS, which that's much easier to spell than kilometers.
And guys, like that abbreviation makes sense, right? Because all of those letters are in the word kilometers. So the abbreviations we're talking about today are very commonly used, and yet they make no sense. So we're going to explain the context, guys, because if you know why something is the way it is, then you can remember it, right? And you won't make these mistakes that, seriously, guys, this is stuff IELTS will try to trick you with, right? So listen up today, because this information is gold. So, okay, don't use these on the writing because we want to be formal and academic. Listening, yes, we can. Common measurements like the ones today. So the first one, pound or pounds, the abbreviation is LB period. Why? There's no L and no B.
Right? It's so weird. So I had to look this up, actually. It comes from Latin, the word libra, which is short for libra pondo, or means pound weight. Okay, that makes sense.
Oh my God. gosh. It is amazing to me. Just the seemingly random things that our language has chosen to keep from Latin, from Greek, from Old right. English, from German, right? Because English is made up of all these other languages. And we just sort of like pick and choose seemingly yes. at random. So,
and I'm so sorry for anyone out there who speaks Latin. I'm probably butchering it and your ears are bleeding. I'm like, I should probably pronounce it in French. It would maybe be closer than English, but maybe not. I'm not really sure.
But wait, nobody actually speaks Latin anymore, Aubrey. We don't really know exactly how to pronounce stuff because no That's one's true. Like a native Latin speaker.
So even if you're studying Latin, you don't know. I might be saying it right.
Let us know. Come back to the blog, allearsenglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 958. Leave us a comment on your Latin experience. Okay. Yeah. So the next one, also weird, ounce or ounces is abbreviated OZ period. There's no Z. Aubrey, what's
there
up with that?
There is no Z, right? It's so weird. And it's tricky too, because I could see some students thinking that ounces plural should be O-Z-S, but it's not.
Yeah.
Whether it's singular or plural, just O-Z.
That's a good point.
Again, from Latin, this is from uncia, which is a unit that was 1/12 of the Roman pound, libra. But
oh
it's also
gosh.
Interesting though, because uncia also doesn't have a Z.
Oh my gosh, you guys, English is crazy. Actually, here's what I want you guys to do. Think of a word that you find inexplicable, that you find just crazy in English. You don't know why we say that. Maybe it's an idiom. Maybe it's a slang term that you've heard natives use. Ask us about it on Instagram. Follow us, All Ears English, or just share your thoughts and be like, English is crazy. Here's an example. Okay. And
yes, I love that idea because there are so many crazy words, but as English speakers, we don't always notice them, right?
Totally.
So definitely leave a comment for us on social media or on the blog. I'd love to hear the ones that you've come across that you find really nuts.
Totally. And guys, like, here's just a quick little historical fact, such some trivia for you. So you guys know that IELTS stands for the International English Language Testing System, okay? It's not just British English. It's not just American English. You will hear and see both, right? So it's important for what we're talking about today because you know that the U.S., we just go our own way, right? The whole world is metric, but we are not. So here's the trivia, guys. The system that we use is actually called the Imperial System of Measurement. And it was actually used by the British Empire before America was a thing, before we were a country. So with the system we're using, we didn't make it up. Like, we got it from the British Empire, and then the rest of the world decided to change.
Right, that's our excuse. Like, we adopted it from the British, but when they decided to join the rest of the normal world, we refused.
Yeah,
for
well,
whatever
that's,
reason.
That's America for you. Okay. Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening today. These abbreviations can really help your IELTS score, but is it enough? Will you get that 7, that 8, that 9 that you want? You can find out right now for free. Get your estimated IELTS band score and free resources. Just take our short quiz, guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. We have a couple more, guys, and the last two that you're going to hear today, these are things that you might see in a reading passage as well. So, okay, but first, another one that you might get on a listening test that you can abbreviate, the word number. And this, actually, you might also see this in a reading passage now that I think about it, but again, don't use it in writing. So, number, abbreviation, N-O period.
Yeah, okay, which is
N,
strange,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah. But no O. So, Aubrey, tell us about the Latin.
Yes, Latin again, right? It's a short form of numero, the ablative form of the Latin noun numerus. So that's interesting. It still seems like it should be N-U.
Totally.
But it's not. It's N-O.
Okay. All right, guys. We have two last ones, and these are pretty interesting. These are my favorites of this list today. Rx. And this is like, if you're living in an English-speaking country or you're planning on living in an English-speaking country, this is an abbreviation you will see on signs, right? This is what you see on signs for pharmacies, because Rx, it stands for prescription. There's no X in there. Kind of an X sound. Maybe that's why. Maybe. Is that why?
Well, it comes from the Latin verb recipe, which means take, like take this. So it's talking about how something is prescribed. Like this is how you should take it. So that's where the R comes from, is recipe. But I still don't know where the X, I don't know. Maybe in Latin, when you write recipe, there's an X. I know some of the letters change.
True.
I don't know. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I really hope one of our listeners has studied Latin and can school us in this information. So the last one, I love this one actually. Stat. So stat means like really fast. So guys, if you watch any sort of like hospital drama, like old ER episodes or even like Grey's Anatomy or whatever, that you always hear doctors say stat, you know, like, I need 4 units of blood, stat. And it just means like right now. Okay. What's funny about this for me is for some reason, my son and a friend of his, when they were 6 years old, they started saying this all the time. They were playing some imaginary game and they're like, give me that Hot Wheels stat. And it just like, it stuck around. It was a really funny thing they started saying.
I love it. And so, we do. We kind of use it as slang, right? We can just use it all the time to mean right now, immediately. So this actually would be great for speaking part one, too.
Yes.
If you're talking about something you had to do immediately, say stat instead for more informal language. But this also comes from Latin, from statim or statim, which means immediately. So that might help you remember that it means immediately.
That's awesome. You know, guys, I could also see this fitting in a part two story. Like if you have to describe an experience, maybe a problem you had while traveling or something, and you're telling the story and you're narrating what you were thinking at the time, right? And you're like, I was in the airport and I was thinking, I need to get to that gate, stat. And you're like quoting your thoughts like that. You could use stat.
Oh, that's a good idea too. Yes. Right? Totally.
So guys, come back to the blog and you'll see these abbreviations and the explanations. AllEarsEnglish.com/IELTS. This is episode 958. And remember, guys, you can find out your estimated IELTS band score right now and get free resources that we designed just for your level. Go to AllEarsEnglish.com/myscore. All right. That was really fun.
That was fun. I know. I learned so much. I didn't know all of these Latin origins. So that was very interesting.
Awesome. All right, guys. Thank you for listening today. And Aubrey, I will talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.